Hi, my name is Charles Sterling. Welcome to the Visual Studio 2013 launch. I hope you're enjoying yourselves thus far. In this video, we're going to take a look at testing Windows Store applications, specifically looking at the new unit testing enhancements and the all-new coded UI for Windows Store. So to demonstrate the new test frameworks, what I have here is Visual Studio 2013 with a Windows Store application already loaded. Going in File and choosing Add New Project, you'll actually see that we have two new project templates for those two new test frameworks. I have one for unit tests and one for coded UI for user interface testing. And we're going to go ahead and add a user interface test. At this point, I get an option to use a UI map, record that, and have it do most of the heavy lifting, or just start from scratch. In this case, I'm going to have the UI map do a lot of the heavy lifting and check the properties and add them to my project for me. In which case, I'm going to highlight over the application I want to interact with. Doing Control-Shift-I will actually bring in the properties of the control. I'm going to go ahead and launch the application and bring in the properties of some of the other controls. Now at this point, I'm going to generate the code and add it to my project. Once again, letting the UI map do a lot of the heavy lifting for me. Let's go ahead and take a look at that UI map that we just created. And you can see that the start menu pane is pretty visible and is pretty obvious. There's an apps list, that makes sense. There's the group in the apps list, that would probably be that first one. And the application that we were interacting with. Certainly makes it a lot easier having the UI map tell me exactly what its name is. I'm going to copy that and go back into my code. At this point, what I need is a set of XAML control classes to make this easier to interact with. And we have given you exactly that. Not button. I want to actually use the XAML window. And create a new instance of that. And you'll see that it actually has a launch method. And it's going to launch that application. In this case, it wants to know the automation ID of the application that we're launching, and that makes it pretty easy. At this point, we're going to want to interact with that application. Now, since this is a touch-enabled application, it would make sense that we would want to use our touch gestures. To make it easy on you, we actually give you access to all the touch gestures supported by Windows 8.1 in a very, very easy way to use. So you can see that I have flick, pinch, double tap, etc., etc. On that one bicycle, so let's go back here and figure out what the name of that bicycle control was. You can see the deals of the day. Again, very intuitive at this point as to what these controls were and how I'm going to interact with them. Now, while this is not a touch-enabled piece of hardware, I can still run my touch-enabled tests. Very, very powerful, nice feature for the coded UI testing. In addition to the touch gestures, I can go back and use my traditional mouse clicks and setting my keyboard keystrokes. So in this case, what I've done is I've actually clicked my mouse to the item that is going to add it to my my shopping cart. And finally, the last set of keyboard clicks are actually doing cleanup and closing the application back down. So if we go back into our Test Explorer, get some background compilation going on, we actually should see this brand new coded UI test method. And if we run this test, what we should see is that Windows Live Tile interface being brought back up, the desktop being brought back up, the application being started, the bicycle being selected, being added to the shopping cart, and actually the application all being closed down, and the test succeeded. Of course, I could have done more sophisticated things like checking if the value of the shopping cart was equal to some known value, etc. I've shown you how easy it is to go out and create a user interface test with coded UI tests for Windows Store applications. Now, I also mentioned the fact that we have a brand new unit testing framework. So in addition to the simple unit tests that you're probably familiar with, we've added three new types. So I'm going to go ahead and open my toolbox, and you'll see that we now have support for actually doing asynchronous returns. So we actually can go out and do an await for an async assert for my test itself. Additionally, I can actually test over a range of values. The first parameter x is going to test 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 through 10, and it's going to do that for the range of 1 through 4. So what that means is the test output is actually going to give me the x parameter for 5 on 1 through 4, etc. So I'm actually going to test every one of those. Can imagine wanting a unit test for every permutation. Easily done, a lot of extra work. And at this point, we've also added probably our most requested feature, the ability to go out and do an inline data binding. So you can see I actually have inline data definitions. And now if I go out and go back to my test explorer and run these, you'll see that the simple and the async test just return one output, but the data in with range will return multiple data sets. So let's go ahead and take a look, one look at with data, and you'll see that I had two data rows, therefore I have two returns. The with range, I had several successes. It was checking over some boundary condition, but I had one failure, therefore it failed the entire test. But the output is every permutation in that range. And there you've seen us actually showing the two new test frameworks, Coded UI for doing user interface testing, and unit testing for actually testing your code. Two of many tools for actually writing high-quality Windows Store applications. I hope you enjoy using Visual Studio 2013 as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you.
As you've seen, we have several new tools for writing high-quality Windows Store applications, a test framework called Coded UI for writing user interface testing, and a new unit test framework, which actually should make it much easier for you to write your unit tests.